A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord says, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all kings your glory. And you shall be called a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, 'My delight is in her,' and your land, 'Married.' For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." The word of the Lord.
To the Corinthians. There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. And to another, prophecy. And to another, the discernment of spirits. To another, the various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
3 days later, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. His mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited. When they ran out of wine, his mother said, "They have no wine." And Jesus said, "Woman, how does this concern you and me? My hour has not yet come." She said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars, each holding between 20 and 30 gallons of water. They were used for ritual purification. Jesus told the servants, "Fill them with water." And they filled them to the brim. Then he told the servants, "Draw out some and take it to the chief steward." And they did it. And when the steward tasted the water, which had become wine, although he did not know where it came from, only the servants who drew the water out knew, he called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the fine vintage first. And when the guests are drunk, then serves the inferior wine. But you have kept the fine wine until now." Now this was the first sign Jesus worked at Cana in Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.